Kids attending farm camp at the World Hunger Relief headquarters outside of Waco are learning how to live sustainably. The kids are recruited from Waco ISD, and they're playing a game based on recycling, composting, and other ways to get rid of trash. Campers run across a field, sorting trash between recycling, garbage, and compost. Throughout the week, campers are learning about sustainable living, and activities are based mostly around agriculture. Camper Brianna says she's learned a lot at camp.
We learned about plants and how they grow and different kinds of plants. We learned about animals, how they grow, what their habitats are, and what they eat.
The camp is Elizabeth Ross's idea. She's also a part of the Heart of Texas Urban Gardening Coalition. Ross says along with the farm camp, she's also working to create a strong community garden movement in Waco neighborhoods struggling with accessing healthy food.
The reason why it started was to address the issue of food deserts in the community. There are so many areas, especially with a couple of grocery stores that have recently closed, leaving places without food access, healthy food access.
Matt Hess is the executive director of World Hunger Relief. He says food deserts are prominent in many Waco neighborhoods, especially in low-income communities across the city's limits.
In the neighborhood, the 76704 zip code, there's almost a 50% poverty rate, and the number of families that don't have a car is much higher than other areas of town. And so it is a difficulty for them to get to the grocery store.
The eastern boundary of Waco's Carver neighborhood is formed by Waco Drive and I-35. Lakeshore Drive forms the most northern boundary line. The population there is mostly black and low income.
The closest grocery store is in Belle Meade.
That's Dalton Gooden. He's the neighborhood association president for the Carver neighborhood in East Waco.
What people have to do is have to find transportation or pay somebody to take them to the store.
Gooden says he knows of one community garden in the Carver area at St. Luke's Church. He says he's grateful for any service addressing the food issue in his neighborhood, but he thinks bringing in an economy to the area is what will really help.
Well, we don't have grocery store, post office, doctor's office, you know, et cetera. We don't have a mall over here. We don't have things of that nature. No businesses where people can go to work within the community itself, you know, and walk back home.
At J.H. Hines Elementary in East Waco, Elizabeth Ross is showing me some of the produce the students and teachers have been growing at a community garden there throughout the year. This is a part of an after-school gardening program held at several schools within Waco.
We would love to be in every school in all of McLennan County, but unfortunately it's not possible unless the funds are there.
And over at the May Jackson Development Center, City of Waco senior planner Felix Landry says the city's food deserts have been a major concern for many who work for the city. Landry says they've been changing planning policies to make processes like setting up community gardens easier, but he hasn't seen many last.
There's hope on the city part, and we're open to doing whatever we can, and it seems like there's some effort. It just doesn't seem like it's sticking.
Overall, Landry says strongly focusing on revitalizing areas like East Waco and Carver through economic development would also alleviate food deserts because it'll attract more grocery stores to the area. He says he hopes to hear more input about food deserts in the city as well as community garden initiatives during a public input forum for the city's comprehensive development plan in the fall. For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Jill Ament.